AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The Homeland Security Department says most TSA officers have now received back pay from checks missed during the ongoing shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The situations at some airport security checkpoints and for security officers are both easing. The TSA says most officers who have not been paid during the shutdown have now received back pay after President Trump ordered Homeland Security to do so. Still, there is no deal in Congress to end the shutdown. Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the president wants lawmakers back here from their Easter recess.
He said that he'll host a big Easter dinner here at the White House if Congress will come back.
Travelers hope the overdue checks will end hours-long waits at major airports. While the wait times in places like Atlanta and Houston were far better this morning, they were still 2 hours plus at New York's LaGuardia. Maryland's BWI urged travelers to show up 3 hours early. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UN Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix says three United Nations peacekeepers were killed and several were injured in explosions in southern Lebanon.
This morning, two Indonesian peacekeepers lost their lives in an explosion that hit a UNIFIL logistic convoy, destroying their vehicle near Bani Hayan in Sector East. Two more peacekeepers were injured, one seriously. The origin of the explosion has not been determined.
In remarks to Harvard University economics students, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says there's not much the Fed could do to address potentially higher inflation due to rising energy spikes.
So by the time the effects of a tightening in monetary policy take effect, the oil price shock is probably long gone, and you're weighing on the economy at a time when it's not appropriate.
This is AP News. AP's Peter Smith explains the Jewish celebration of Passover, which begins at sundown on Wednesday.
Passover is a major Jewish holiday celebrated over the course of 1 week each year in springtime. It commemorates the liberation of the ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt, as recounted in the Bible. The Israelites left Egypt quickly, eating unleavened bread because there wasn't time for the bread to rise. In commemoration, observant Jews today avoid various grains known as chametz during Passover. They can eat matzah, a crisp, unleavened bread. The highlight of the Passover is the ritual Seder meal, often with a gathering of extended family and friends. Many congregations and Jewish organizations hold what are known as communal Seders. These are large gatherings which are especially meaningful for people who don't have local family nearby.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.